Section 3, the lawmaking process. As you read, look for types of legislation that the General Assembly may address, how a bill becomes law, terms, amend, treaty, monopoly, veto, appropriate, budget, revenue, fiscal year, line item veto. All legislation starts as an idea. Perhaps it is a problem to be solved, or an error to be corrected, or a state service to be updated or expanded. The idea is drafted, put into writing, and prepared as a bill. Types of legislation. The Georgia General Assembly can pass laws on any issue not forbidden by the U.S. Constitution. It can amend, change or make an addition to, state laws, or do away with them. The General Assembly can pass legislation on such issues as state services, such as education or consumer protection, criminal matters, contracts, raising and spending money, land use and natural resources conservation, real and personal property, and the organization and operation of local government, counties, cities, and towns. The Georgia Constitution states that the subject content of a bill must be single purpose. That is, the bill must deal with only one subject. Bills to raise money or spend money must be first introduced in the House of Representatives before going to the Senate. In addition to acting upon bills, the General Assembly also passes resolutions. Resolutions are not meant to be binding legal statements. Instead, they express legislative opinion. For example, the General Assembly may pass a resolution to honor a Georgian who has accomplished something notable, or to thank a civic volunteer for outstanding community service. Resolutions have also been passed to honor sports teams and congratulate them on their winning records. In most cases, resolutions do not require the signature of the governor. Page 81. There are some issues that cannot be addressed by the General Assembly. The U.S. Constitution forbids states from entering into treaties, formal agreements between two or more nations. Only the federal government may negotiate treaties. The General Assembly may not pass laws that limit business competition or create monopolies. A monopoly is the exclusive ownership or control of a product or an industry by one company or group. A monopoly often results in higher prices. An example would be the sale of gasoline. The General Assembly cannot pass a law restricting the sale of gasoline by just one oil company or just one brand of gasoline. How a bill becomes law. Each bill introduced in the General Assembly is assigned a number. If the bill originates in the House of Representatives, its number begins with HB. If it begins in the Senate, it will have the prefix SB. As an example, HB 228 is a House bill. SB 196 is a Senate bill. Each bill must have a title. The title spells out the subject of the bill and briefly summarizes its purpose. Let's look at the path a bill introduced in the House of Representatives takes. Page 82. Assignment to committee. The clerk of the House of Representatives assigns a number to each bill when it arrives. We'll call this bill HB 13. Let's say HB 13 sets up additional fines for super speeders, drivers who greatly exceed the speed limit. Each representative receives a copy of the bill. When HB 13 is introduced in the House, it has its first reading. After the clerk reads aloud the title of the bill, the Speaker of the House assigns the bill to a committee, usually a standing committee. On the next legislative day, the bill has its second reading. Committee action. Once the committee receives HB 13, the chairperson decides when or whether to consider it. The chair may assign the bill to a subcommittee if appropriate. Often, the committee schedules public hearings on the bill, either before the subcommittee or the full committee. Interested citizens and groups are allowed to speak at these hearings, either in favor of or in opposition to HB 13. The committee may invite experts or witnesses to testify and may ask the Legislative Research Office for records or reports about the bill. Lobbyists, those who are paid to represent an interest group, often meet informally with committee members to present their group's recommendations on the bill. After the committee members study the bill and hear from all interested parties, the chairperson calls for a vote on the bill. The committee has several options. It can recommend that the House do pass the bill in its original form with no changes. It can recommend that the House do pass the bill with changes, amendments made by the committee. It can recommend that the House do pass a substitute bill written by the committee. It can vote the bill out of committee with no recommendation. It can recommend that the House do not pass the bill, an unfavorable recommendation. It can hold the bill and take no action. If the committee votes do not pass, the bill is considered dead, at least for that session. If the committee holds the bill, it is killed unless the whole House votes otherwise. Page 83. House action. If the committee report is favorable, first three options, HB 13 is returned to the House and is placed on the general calendar. A calendar is a daily listing of bills that are ready to be considered by the full House. Debate on HB 13 begins when the Speaker calls for the third reading. Members of the House take turns speaking, trying to convince the other representatives to support or defeat HB 13. Members may offer amendments to the bill. Each amendment must be voted upon before the actual vote on the entire bill is held. The Speaker will formally close debate and tell the representatives to cast their votes. This may be done electronically, with each lawmaker pressing a yes or no button on his or her desk. A roll call vote records in sequence how each legislator voted. On minor issues, a voice vote or a show of hands is all that is needed. In those instances, no individual's vote is recorded. In order to pass, a bill must receive the approval of a majority of the membership of the chamber. In the House of Representatives, this number would be 91. Senate action. Let's assume that HB 13 passes in the House of Representatives with few amendments. It is closer to becoming a law, but it must pass both houses of the General Assembly in exactly the same form. HB 13 is engrossed, certified, by the House and sent to the Senate, where a similar process takes place. The Secretary of the Senate receives the bill, and it goes through its first reading. The President of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor, assigns it to a Senate committee. Committee hearings and public testimony begin again. HB 13 goes through a second reading. The Senate committee may decide to recommend do pass with changes, do not pass, or to not pass the bill out to the full Senate, to hold the bill. Let's assume that HB 13 makes it to the Senate floor for debate, and that a majority of the senators vote to pass it. During the debate, the senators made a number of changes to HB 13, making it a different bill from the one that the House passed. However, each House of the General Assembly must pass the bill in the exact same form for it to become law. The House must have the chance to review the changes made by the Senate. If the House approves the changes and agrees to the new version of the bill, HB 13 is sent to the governor. If the House disagrees with the Senate amendments, The bill is assigned to a conference committee composed of 3 House and 3 Senate members. The committee resolves the differences between the two bills and sends the compromise bill to both chambers for a vote. If both houses pass the final version of the bill, HB 13 is sent to the governor. Action by the governor. Sending HB 13 to the governor is usually the last step in the bill's journey. If the governor approves HB 13 and signs it, the bill becomes law. It receives a new number, such as Act 135, and becomes part of the official code of Georgia annotated. Page 85. If the governor does not agree with the bill, the governor can veto, reject, it. The bill is dead unless the General Assembly votes to override the governor's veto. To override a veto requires the vote of 2/3 of the members of each chamber of the General Assembly. The bill would become law without the governor's signature. This does not happen very often. The governor can also take no action on the bill. In that case, the bill becomes law automatically without the governor's signature. A special category of legislation, the state budget. Each year, the General Assembly appropriates, sets aside for a specific purpose, the money needed to operate all departments and agencies of state government. The state of Georgia is required to maintain a balanced budget. A budget is a plan for receiving and spending money. This means that the state cannot spend more than it takes in through revenue, income from taxes and fees, in a fiscal year. The fiscal year, the budgetary spending year for Georgia, begins July 1st and ends June 30th. The governor submits a budget message and financial report to the General Assembly after it convenes in January. In the message, the governor recommends spending priorities. The financial report provides revenue estimates for the forthcoming year. The governor also submits a draft of a general appropriations bill for the legislature. A type of sales tax called an excise tax is placed on the manufacture or use of certain specialized items such as alcoholic beverages, tobacco products, and motor fuel. Excise taxes are fixed amounts per item, rather than percentages of the price. The motor fuel tax is the largest excise tax, contributing about 5% of state revenues. Georgia also receives a smaller part of its revenue from non-tax sources, user fees and regulatory fees. The state collects fees for access into state parks and licenses to practice certain occupations, such as dental hygienist or cosmetologist. Fees are also collected for licenses and permits for activities such as driving a vehicle, operating a boat, or hunting and fishing. The most visible non-tax revenue source in Georgia is the state lottery, which produces about 6% of total state funds each year. By law, lottery funds can be spent only for education-related programs. Federal grants provide another source of revenue. A federal grant comes in the form of money given to state agencies by congressional appropriations. Some grants are earmarked for specific purposes or to address specialized needs. Others are more general. In both cases, the federal government sets application requirements and standards for how the money is to be spent. How a bill becomes law. Terms: amend, treaty, monopoly, veto, appropriate, budget, revenue, fiscal year, line item veto. All legislation starts as an idea. Perhaps it is a problem to be solved, or an error to be corrected, or a state service to be updated or expanded. The committee may invite experts or witnesses to testify and may ask the Legislative Research Office for records or reports about the bill. Lobbyists, those who are paid to represent an interest group, often meet informally with committee members to present their group's recommendations on the bill. After the committee members study the bill and hear from all interested parties, the chairperson calls for a vote on the bill. The committee has several options. It can recommend that the House do pass the bill in its original form with no changes. It can recommend that the House do pass the bill with changes, amendments made by the committee. It can recommend that the House do pass a substitute bill written by the committee. It can vote the bill out of committee with no recommendation. It can recommend that the House do not pass the bill, an unfavorable recommendation. It can hold the bill and take no action. If the committee votes do not pass, the bill is considered dead, at least for that session. If the committee holds the bill, it is killed unless the whole House votes otherwise. Page 83. House action. If the committee report is favorable, first three options, HB 13 is returned to the House and is placed on the general calendar. A calendar is a daily listing of bills that are ready to be considered by the full House. Debate on HB 13 begins when the Speaker calls for the third reading. Members of the House take turns speaking, trying to convince the other representatives to support or defeat HB 13. Members may offer amendments to the bill. Each amendment must be voted upon before the actual vote on the entire bill is held. Page 84. The Speaker will formally close debate and tell the representatives to cast their votes. This may be done electronically, with each lawmaker pressing a yes or no button on his or her desk. A roll call vote records in sequence how each legislator voted. On minor issues, a voice vote or a show of hands is all that is needed. In those instances, no individual's vote is recorded. In order to pass, a bill must receive the approval of a majority of the membership of the chamber. In the House of Representatives, this number would be 91. Senate action. Let's assume that HB 13 passes in the House of Representatives with few amendments. It is closer to becoming a law, but it must pass both houses of the General Assembly in exactly the same form. HB 13 is engrossed, certified, by the House and sent to the Senate, where a similar process takes place. The Secretary of the Senate receives the bill, and it goes through its first reading. The President of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor, assigns it to a Senate committee. Committee hearings and public testimony begin again. HB 13 goes through a second reading. The Senate committee may decide to recommend do pass with changes, do not pass, or to not pass the bill out to the full Senate, to hold the bill. Let's assume that HB 13 makes it to the Senate floor for debate, and that a majority of the senators vote to pass it. During the debate, the senators made a number of changes to HB 13, making it a different bill from the one that the House passed. However, each House of the General Assembly must pass the bill in the exact same form for it to become law. The House must have the chance to review the changes made by the Senate. If the House approves the changes and agrees to the new version of the bill, HB 13 is sent to the governor. If the House disagrees with the Senate amendments, the bill is assigned to a conference committee composed of three House and three Senate members. The committee resolves the differences between the two bills and sends the compromise bill to both chambers for a vote. If both houses pass the final version of the bill, HB 13 is sent to the governor. Action by the governor. Sending HB 13 to the governor is usually the last step in the bill's journey. If the governor approves HB 13 and signs it, the bill becomes law. it receives a new number, such as Act 135, and becomes part of the official code of Georgia annotated. Page 85. If the governor does not agree with the bill, the governor can veto, reject, it. The bill is dead unless the General Assembly votes to override the governor's veto. To override a veto requires the vote of two-thirds of the members of each chamber of the General Assembly. The bill would become law without the governor's signature. This does not happen very often. The governor can also take no action on the bill. In that case, the bill becomes law automatically without the governor's signature. A special category of legislation, the state budget. Each year, the General Assembly appropriates, sets aside for a specific purpose, the money needed to operate all departments and agencies of state government. The state of Georgia is required to maintain a balanced budget. A budget is a plan for receiving and spending money. This means that the state cannot spend more than it takes in through revenue, income from taxes and fees, in a fiscal year. The fiscal year, the budgetary spending year for Georgia, begins July 1st and ends June 30th. The governor submits a budget message and financial report to the General Assembly after it convenes in January. In the message, the governor recommends spending priorities. The financial report provides revenue estimates for the forthcoming year. The governor also submits a draft of a general appropriations bill for the legislature.